Katie Flynn, Little Girl Lost.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
Chapter 1. December 1910. As Sylvie turned to walk along beside the river, it was raining. Soft rain which blew gently with the breeze, scarcely visible, but nevertheless a force to be reckoned with. It blew against Sylvie's cold cheeks, gave the surface of the river the aspect of frosted glass, and added a satiny gleam to the paving stones beneath her feet. Sylvie turned up the collar of her dark coat and shivered a little. What the devil was she going to do? She had spent the evening with her sister Annie, who lived not far from where she was now standing. And of course, she had told her everything. Annie was older than she by a full dozen years, and ever since her awful problem had become clear, Sylvie had been certain in the back of her mind that Annie would have the answer to her predicament, as she had solved so many of Sylvie's problems in the past. But this problem, it appeared, was one which even Annie could not solve. "Whatever made you do it, Queen?" she had kept repeating with increasing querulousness. "You know your Len's temper, none better. And Robbie's years older than you."